49ers Fancast number 73 for January 13th, 2012.
Montana rolling out the right, looking toward the end zone, throwing under pressure, throws his pass,
caught by Clark! Clark got a touchdown! Clark has it! It's a touchdown for the 49ers!
Montana, at quarterback, in motion, comes right. Back to throw, Montana. Steps up, throws.
Surprise! It's another episode of the 49ers Fancast. One day before the 49ers take on the New Orleans Saints at Candlestick Park in San Francisco, California. You are looking live at the 49ers Fancast. Hello, I'm Indiana Jim, and I am your host of that particular show. Voicemail line, if you want to be on the show, if you want to have your voice heard, is 347-7-GO-NINERS. That's 347-7-G-O, the number 9-E-R-S. Email 49ersFanCast at gmail.com. Follow on Twitter at 49ersFanCast and at Indiana Jim. Well, we have a big matchup coming up here with the Saints, and I did talk about it last week and I broke it down, but I wanted to give you a little something extra going into this weekend. I don't want any 49ers fans out there running scared from Drew Brees and the vaunted New Orleans Saints passing attack. The New Orleans Saints average 34 points on the year. That's amazing. That if that's not the biggest, that's really, really close. And I don't remember looking that up because I really don't care about that particular statistic. Because it's how the Saints perform on the road that is important to me. And if you go back to the 49ers Fancast Twitter account, and you go look at all the tweets I've been making of late, and there are many, I've been basically giving you all the reasons why the 49ers should, not can, why they should beat the Saints this Saturday. And there are so many reasons. And I've been tweeting against all the national media, not because they all picked the Saints to win. And honestly, there's a few that aren't. One of those that really shocked me, with as down as he has been on Alex Smith, the one guy that really shocked me picking the Niners was Michael Lombardi. And I literally went agape at him picking the Niners because I totally did not expect that from him because he's not been a fan of Alex Smith for quite a while. And there's a lot of people out there that are unwilling, it seems, to accept the fact or the idea that Alex Smith is a different player than he has been. Okay? And I'm right now I'm looking, trying to look at my profile. View my profile. Okay. So I can go back and look at all the tweets that I've been making here. And like I said, there's been a lot. One of the things that really was funny to me, Pat Kerwin at NFL.com, his numbers were faulty because he said that the Saints averaged 13 points per game on the road or something on grass. I don't remember what it was. And the 49ers are getting 28 average at home, and still he picked the Saints to win 28-27 or 28-24 or something like that. And it doesn't irritate me that the national guys will pick the Saints. You can pick the Saints all day long, but don't give me a bullcrap reason for picking the Saints. Don't give me a reason for picking the Saints that I can immediately debunk with the most basic statistical measurements, which is basically sums, okay? Just amounts. I can just give you an amount and debunk your reason for picking. One that irritated me this morning as I'm recording this on Friday the 13th was Mike Golic saying, well, you know, when they start to blitz Alex Smith, I will blitz Alex Smith all day long. I will take my chances blitzing Alex Smith. Well, there's a problem with that reasoning, Mr. Golic. And I even tweeted stats. I said, tell him thusly, Alex Smith is number three in the league against the blitz. You send five or more rushers at Alex, he will burn you. And that's just simple. Now, haven't been for a ton of yards, but eight of his 17 touchdowns have come against the blitz. And therefore, why do you want to blitz all those rushers? Hasn't it normally been said that you want to disguise your coverages and make Alex think from the pocket? And when you get him processing things too much, that's when he gets, you know, that's when he gets down. So by all means, pick the Saints, but don't tell me it's because they're going to blitz Alex Smith. And look, everybody go, and even Schlereth. I even got upset at Schlereth the other day. He talked about the Baltimore game, and he said, well, you know, the Niners, they gave up 9 sacks to Baltimore on Thanksgiving. Not taking into account the short week, not taking into account the fact that they were on the road in Baltimore on that short week, just saying, well, you know, all these protection breakdowns they have. Look, he gave up 9 against Baltimore. Obviously, the Saints are going to blitz, so they're going to get to him. They don't give up sacks at home. Alex has taken a grand total of 13 sacks at home. That's it. In 8 games, he gave up 13 sacks. That's not even 2 a game. So I'm not really all that worried. And you go back to their more recent home games. Look at Pittsburgh, for example. Okay? They played Pittsburgh on Monday night. Was it Monday night? Yeah, it was Monday night. They didn't have, was it Harrison, I think? But the Steelers can still blitz the crap out of you. The Niners picked it up. No sacks. None. You know, Dick LeBeau knows how to blitz the passer. I'll take Dick LeBeau as a coordinator over Greg Williams any day of the week. Any day of the week, I'll take Dick LeBeau. And yet the Niners gave up zero sacks. Anthony Davis has been playing a whole lot better. The offensive line in general, after that Baltimore game, well, I want to say after the Baltimore, after the Arizona game, for sure, you know, a little we won the divisionitis. After that Arizona game, they tightened up, and they haven't let anybody else in. And their protection has been solid. Their communication has gotten better. Hunter has gotten better at picking up the blitz. They lost Moran Norris there for a little bit. Or no, they lost Miller and had to put in Moran Norris, and I think Moran Norris played against Baltimore. And this is when I had tweeted that I'm further convinced the national media people just stick with old, comfortable assumptions and avoid true analysis like the plague. And Ron Jaworski is another one. And this completely blew my mind. Ron Jaworski's reason for picking the Saints was this. Get ready for this, because this is going to blow your mind. This is the most amazing analysis I've ever heard in my life. His reason for picking the Saints, and he said, and this is why. The 49ers love to have to keep Patrick Willis and Navarro Bowman on the field. That was his reason. That was it. That's going to create matchup problems because you don't want linebackers on the field with multiple receiver sets. No, exactly. That's why you go to 4D line. That's why you keep Willis and Bowman on the field. That's 6. I guess you have room for 5 defensive backs, don't you, Jaws? Oh, and again, I don't care that he picks the Saints, but don't give me a stupid reason for the Saints to win. That's the most irritating thing. And of course, one of the things that you can use, okay, if you want to pick the Saints, say that the 49ers aren't very good offensively in the red zone. That's fine. I can't argue with that. I can assume they're going to get better at it, but I don't know for sure. So that's a fine reason. Because this is unbelievable. You look at the grass road opponents, okay? They played the Jaguars, Panthers, Buccaneers, okay? Those three, well, not the Jags, but Panthers and Bucks, those are division opponents. And the Titans. Now, the Saints have the edge in points 95-80 in those road games. In those, you know, when you take out the Packers. Because they had, you know, both of those guys, they lit up the scoreboard that game. The important part is the Jags, Panthers, Bucks, and Titans. Now, they beat the Jaguars handily. They nearly lost to the Panthers. They only won by 3. They lost to the Buccaneers and nearly lost to the Titans. Now, when did they lose to the Buccaneers? Oh, that's right. After the 49ers put up 48 on Tampa Bay. You know who's worse against the pass than Tampa Bay? About 11 other teams, one of which is the Saints, ranked number 30. Tampa Bay's ranked number 21. So, you know, you can say, oh, the offense stinks, but at home they put up 48 points on a better pass defense. Okay? So you following me there? So Pat Kerwin's numbers were wrong. When you leave the Green Bay game in and you look at their grass opponents, the Saints have averaged 19, actually I would say maybe 20, on the road on grass. The 49ers, you look at 13 sacks at home. Six of those were against Dallas in week two when they were just getting into the season and taking all the lockout stuff and the offensive line and all that stuff. Six sacks. So really, it's seven. In seven home games, they've given up a sack a game. That's it. They protect them so much better at home. The Saints are 19th in sacks, okay? You know how many sacks they've gotten on grass on the road? Leave out, playing in Atlanta. You know how many sacks they have on grass? Eight. Wow, that's some phenomenal stuff there. That's like about a sack a game. Huh. Looks like a pretty even matchup, wouldn't you say? Oh, it gets better. Don't worry. Oh, it gets better. Let's go back to Monday Night Football 2010. Alex Smith taking on the New Orleans Saints at home. And the reason I mention Alex Smith is because he had one of his better games that year against the Saints. Greg Williams brought his Blitzageddon to Candlestick Park. Alex Smith completed 72% of his passes for 275 yards and an 8.5 average per attempt. Now, what happened in that game? Obviously, they opened up with a safety because David Boss flung the snap over Alex Smith's head and gave the ball back to the Saints. The defense played pretty well against the Saints, as I recall. So you gave him that 2-point edge and gave him the football. None of this was Smith's fault. This team is so much better now than it was back then. Can we agree with that? The offense, legitimately better than 2010. The defense, legitimately better than 2010. The Saints, marginally better, I guess. They added Darren Sproles instead of Reggie Bush. They've changed centers. They're playing their backup center, by the way. They lost Goodwin to the Niners. So, and this is another one of those things. You talk about pass rush. You talk about how the Saints are going to blitz, blah, 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 blah. On grass, they have a sack a game. That's not very good. They do a much better job blitzing at home because of all that noise that they have. And there's so many more reasons. Well, look, the Niners took on Matt Stafford and Eli Manning, two of the top four passers by yardage, two of the top five in the league, and beat them. And yeah, they went out and got their yards, but they lost. Ross Tucker, here's what he said that was so stupid. Now, you can tell me, again, the Saints are going to win. Make your pick. That's fine. But don't tell me that it's hard to imagine, quote, it's hard to imagine the Niners scoring more than 20. More than 20 at home? Really? They're averaging 27 at home. And it's hard to imagine them scoring more than 20. Really? Was it hard to imagine them putting up 48 on Tampa Bay? Was that hard to imagine, Ross? It's so stupid. Look at this. Let me throw this at you. 1981, the 49ers record was 13-3. They went on to win the Super Bowl. 1994, the 49ers record was 13-3. They went on to win the Super Bowl. 2011, the 49ers record was 13-3. They went on to win the Super Bowl. I'm getting way ahead of myself here. That was totally accidental, by the way. That's funny. Freudian slip. In 81, now throw out 94 because that was just ridiculous. That was just ridiculously awesome, okay? In 1981, their offense wasn't amazing. They did end up throwing a big point total on the Cowboys at home. A lot of that, they played a lot of defense. They returned a couple turnovers for touchdowns in that game. So it wasn't all just offense, but it was against one of the top teams in the league. And Tampa Bay, not one of the top teams in the league, clearly. And so the offense wasn't amazing, but they had Joe Montana. So, you know, that's an upgrade over Alex Smith any day of the week. But you look at their defense. How many turnovers did the 49ers have this year? 38 compared to the 10, plus 28 on the league, on the year. You know how many turnovers the defense had in 1981? 38. Oh, this is getting a little weird. It's getting a little crazy. So you had Alex outthrow Drew Brees at home last year on Monday Night Football, 275 to 254. Alex had an 8.6 per attempt. Drew Brees had 6.8 per attempt. Okay? There are more reasons. The infamous yard per point stat. How efficient is your offense? Basically, how many yards does it take for you to generate a point? Okay? Pretty useful stat. It shows who's wasting yardage out there. The 49ers' yards per point. 13.1. It only takes 13.1 yards to get a point. The New Orleans Saints. 13.4. Almost exactly the same. It gets better. Look at yards per completion. You know, when you complete a pass versus when you don't. And Alex has been pretty respectable, okay? Just a little shade over 7 yards per attempt on the year. That's pretty good, okay? That's solid. That's what you want, at least 7 or more. Drew Brees, I think, is somewhere over 8, 8.5. That's Pro Bowl numbers, okay? Yards per completion. And Drew Brees completes a lot of passes, almost, you know, like 69% compared to Alex's 61%, okay? Yards per completion, Alex Smith gains 11.5 yards per completion. Drew Brees, 11.7. Okay, this matchup is a lot more even than the media wants to admit. And now there's a lot of them out there calling for a close game. That's cool, but there are also a lot of them giving dumb reasons. The defensive rankings for the Saints' road opponents. The 32nd ranked Green Bay Packers, of course. Saints put up 34, still lost. The 6th ranked Jacksonville Jaguars. Okay, in total yardage, the Jags are 6th in the league. But their offense has been putrid. Way, way worse than the 49ers. Then what follows, the 28th, I think it was the Carolina Panthers. 30th in total defense is like, who knows? I don't know. 22nd was the Rams, and then 12 and 18 and 21. Those are the rankings. 32, 6, 28, 30, 22, 12, 18, 21. So they have yet, they did face an opponent on the road with a top 10 defense. But the Jaguars just aren't very good. 49ers, 13 and 3, number 2 seed in the NFC. They're not the Jacksonville Jaguars and post the number 4 total defense. Let's look at another ranking. 9 of Drew Brees' interceptions, he had 14 interceptions on the season, 9 of them were on the road. That's 9 to 5, okay? Alex Smith at home, 3 of 5 interceptions were at home. So you compare those two together. Brees is still more likely to turn the ball over, though not by a ton. 49ers, you look at it this way. 38 turnovers on the year. 23 of them. 23 of those at home. So, New Orleans, 12 of their 19 turnovers, giveaways, 12 of those 19 were on the road. So not only is San Francisco much, much better at taking the ball away at home, the Saints are much more likely to give the ball away on the road. But there's another way of looking at this. You look at, compare the defenses, okay? Just compare the two defenses. You look at 9 of Brees' interceptions were on the road. Niners forced 23 at home. So he's more likely to turn it over. We're more likely to get it. Look at the Saints' defense. How many turnovers did they force on the road? 5. That's it. Just 5. These are all reasons why the 49ers should beat the Saints. Now, there was one other interesting thing that I wanted to touch on, and that's regarding the offense. Vernon Davis was interviewed in a media session recently, and a lot of them were Crabtree was, Alex was, and they talked about Vernon Davis and his comfort in the offense. And he said at first he felt like he wanted to quit because there was just so much to learn, and that he just kept pressing and kept pressing, and eventually it got better. And Greg Roman said something very interesting. He said that he had seen he felt like Vernon Davis was getting to the point where he really was into it, like he really comprehended what they were doing. He really became more of a contributor in the last 4 or 5 games. And we've seen Crabtree really turn it on later in the season. And we've seen them going and practicing against their own great red zone defense. When you're practicing against the number one red zone defense in the league, you're bound to get better. The Saints, on the road, red zone defense, not very good. Not good at all. This is the perfect spot for Alex Smith to come out throwing. The Saints have been pretty good at stopping the run, and they're susceptible, and they love to blitz. This is the perfect opportunity, perfect team to come in to Candlestick for them to play. It's perfect. And just like I said last time, you are going to see something from these Niners that people are going to go, where has this been all season? And I believe that. And you can look at the way they're behaving. The Saints come in, Jonathan Vilma, he's, you know, landed, all business, you know. The Saints are going to be serious. The Saints are, you know, committed, and the Saints are this, and the Saints are that. No one can ever look at Sean Payton and say, you know, gosh, what a jokester, you know. He does have a sense of humor, but he's like Bill Parcells, okay? Harbaugh has been much looser, and the team has been much looser, and even with all the extra media in their locker room, they're loose. They're having fun. And that, you take in, if the Saints were demonstrably better in all these categories, if the Saints had a really good defense, and if the Niners weren't as good on defense as they are now, if the Saints had more statistical things in their favor, you know, more statistical dominance, and the Niners were loose, you know, I'd say, okay, that's good for them, but the Saints are an imposing matchup. When in actuality, on the road, at Candlestick, it's an even matchup. You take an even matchup, and you throw in the looseness of one locker room to the tightness of the other locker room, and you take that loose locker room at home, and I'm going to give that loose locker room the win. Because, you know, that's, you can tell who's tense and who's going to press, and, you know, the Saints are going to come out really aggressive and try to blitz. The Niners will probably take advantage of that early. And I don't want to be like, well, for sure, the Niners are going to win. They have to do certain things. Number one, they have to keep the Saints in front of them. Number two, they have to play assignment football. Number three, they have to avoid penalties. And number four, they have to convert red zone possessions to touchdowns. Those are the things they absolutely have to do. Some of those things they have struggled with at times. Oh, and they have to pick up that blitz. Because if they don't pick it up, Alex won't have time to make his throw. So, yeah, the 49ers need to do things. It's not like they're going to just walk all over the Saints. They will win if they play smart, they stay on their assignments, and they do their job. And they haven't been turning the ball over, and the Saints can and will. And the 49ers defense is going to hit them hard. Because if you've watched all year long, that defense does not play a soft game. There has not been a game where they haven't hit the other team hard and left them hurting, whether road or home. And they play so much better at home. So I'm excited, and I'm ready to go. And as long as the 49ers play within themselves and play smart, they're going to win this thing and go to the NFC Championship. And here's another thing. What about the New York Giants? their offense and their defense sets up extremely well to go face the Packers. It's probably going to be cold. It's probably going to be windy. There's this big, been this big, chilly cold front to set in. And the Packers' defense stinks. So there's a real shot that the Giants could go into Lambeau and win. The Niners, if they beat the Saints, would then host the NFC Championship game. And my, how long it's been since that happened. That would be since 1994. When the 49ers went 13-3 and won the Super Bowl. So, root hard for the Giants, because that'll be awesome. And if the Saints happen to win, then root for the Packers, because I don't want to see the Saints go back. I'd rather see Aaron Rodgers get another one. Bay Area guy that he is. Because really, if a 49ers fan wins the Super Bowl, isn't that just as good? I mean, really, that's why my feelings aren't hurt if Tom Brady wins the Super Bowl. He was a 49ers fan. He was there for the catch. You know? That's just my feeling on it. You don't have to share that feeling, but I do have to go pick up my kids from the bus stop. So, anyway, thanks very much for listening. Go Niners. Email the show, 49ersfancast@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter, @49ersfancast or @IndianaJim. Call the voicemail line. 3477-GO-NINERS. That's 347-7-GO, the number 9-ERS. I'll see you again on the other side of a 49ers victory. Bye-bye, everybody.